Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. The Reverend Doug Gribenaugh is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Isaiah recalls for us his vision of the Lord. He also recalls for us the circumstances under which this took place. The year that King Uzziah died. On the horizon, an ever-present threat of the Assyrians. And now Judah is left without a king. It's a dangerous time. What will take place? Will they attack? Will Judah be wiped out? What are they to do? No king. The enemy at the gates. What is it that Isaiah beholds? He beholds the king. The one true king. The King of kings and Lord of lords. Seated upon his throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Earthly rulers come and go, but the Lord is enthroned forever. Psalmists tell us, "Put not your trust in princes, in the Son of Man, in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish." But Isaiah sees the king. How joyous it must be until he realizes the trembling of the temple lintels, the voice that cries out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Holy, holy, holy. The one true God, the triune God, in his holiness and reverent fear strikes him. "Woe is me. I am lost." Why? Because it is known, as Moses had recalled, that no one can see God and live. In the 33rd chapter of Exodus, Moses tells us He said to God, "Please show me your glory." And God said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim before you my name, the Lord. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. But," he said, "you cannot see my face, for man shall not see me and live." Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Woe is me, for I am lost. My eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. It reminds me of the parable that our Lord Jesus Christ tells us, of the man who snuck into the wedding feast without the garment. In the 22nd chapter of Matthew, Jesus tells us in this parable, when the king came in to look at the guests, all those that had been called in, gathered from every corner of all the land, he saw there a man who had no wedding garment. And he said to him, "Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment?" And he was speechless. The king said to the attendants, "Bind him hand and foot and cast him into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Isaiah is a man of unclean lips. He is not clothed, as he sees, as he thinks, with this righteousness that would let him stand in the presence of the holy, holy, holy. "I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the land of a people of unclean lips. Woe is me. Woe is me." Sin cannot abide in the presence of holy righteousness. But what is it that happens? Not what Isaiah would expect, and indeed not what Isaiah himself would confess that he deserves, to be bound and cast out into that outer darkness and the weeping and gnashing of teeth, for he is a man of unclean lips, as are each of us. But the Lord desires not the death of a sinner, even such an earthly, righteous, good sinner as Isaiah. So the Lord acts from the altar. He sends his messenger, the seraphim, the burning coal racing towards him. Isaiah's heart must have beat out of his chest. "A fiery death for me." And it touches his mouth. "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, your sin atoned for." And the prophet Isaiah's lips now are clean to speak, to prophesy the word of God, the word that would strengthen his people in Judah, that would strengthen them in faith to the promises of God. He desires not the death of the sinner. "Have I any pleasure in the death of the wicked?" declares the Lord God. "And not rather that he should turn from his way and live." And so Isaiah sees God and lives. And so too do we. We, people with unclean lips, who dwell in a land of people of unclean lips, we see God. For he descended from the temple to take on human flesh, to join with his creation, to assume humanity into the one true God, to bring us into his family, to make us children, brother with him, sister with him, in the family of God. In the waters of holy baptism, we are then given that righteousness, that we may stand in the presence of the holy God and not cry out, woe is me, but join in that hymn. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. And now in his temple, in the place where he has called us to gather around his word and his sacrament, from that altar comes not the burning coal, but the grace of God, just as it did to Isaiah. That gift that touches our lips, that enters our mouth, that comes to be in us, to nourish us as the body and the blood of Jesus, of God whom we see face to face, whom we behold, whom we touch, whom we take within. More marvelous vision than even the great Isaiah could behold. And now he enjoys that feast with the Lord God of hosts, that feast that we have a foretaste of each and every Lord's Day. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save us from that thrice wicked sin, death, and the power of the devil. That our lips, like the lips of Isaiah, may proclaim his goodness and cry out, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Thanks be to God. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.